Farmer and rancher Dan Ripley got a surprise recently.
These pigs, we saw these pigs actually with the cattle in the herd.
He hated to see it.
But the cattle were fine. They were all just laying out there, and the pigs were laying right out in there among them.
Wild pigs are a problem in Pawnee, Oklahoma. They can carry over 30 diseases, and one year they destroyed 240 acres of Ripley's corn crop.
They went right down the row, picking out that back then is about $100 a bag corn seed and eating it. Wow. And it was just, you know, you were saying, they just went right down the row eating that.
They're even bothering dead people.
It looked like someone had taken a rototiller to the cemetery, and it was actually a group of pigs that had gone through and rooted up all of the grass.
That's Lisa Knopf Owen. She's the assistant director for the Oklahoma Conservation Commission. In 2020, the Conservation Commission got part of $75 million set aside by the federal government to help farmers and ranchers deal with the feral hog problem. And according to the government, they are a problem. The United States Department of Agriculture says its estimate of $1.5 billion a year in damages done by hogs is low. And the pigs are multiplying. Control technician Michael Horanek says he and his two coworkers are always moving. They've killed 600 hogs in Pawnee, Kay, and Osage counties in the past year.
We're busy all day long, and we don't cover enough ground.
What Horanek's job is after a farmer who wants help makes contact, he drives around the farmer's property and looks for signs of pigs.
When they go under the barbed wire fences, there'll be mud on the bottom wire, and so you can tell where they're coming through. And what you're looking for is the area that they're using the most, so that when you put your bait pile out, you put your camera there, that's the spot that you're most likely to get pictures of them.
After figuring out the best spot, Horanek and the men he works with put out a trap. These traps are big. They require a flatbed truck to move, and they can catch a lot of pigs. Catching a lot at once is important, so the rest of the sounder, that's what a group of pigs is called, a sounder, don't just go and become a problem somewhere else. It might take a few nights of the pigs getting comfortable with the trap before they go inside. A trapper uses the camera to watch remotely.
The trappers are up at night and they're watching them and seeing how they react to the trap. And then eventually, when they're all comfortable, they'll all enter the trap and the trapper will activate the trap door and it'll drop. And then we will come and euthanize them in the morning.
Euthanize means shoot. So is there any reason at all to have these pigs around? And why aren't we working together more to rid ourselves of this disease-ridden scourge if it's so bad? One problem is that people apparently don't know about the eradication program. Trey Lamb is the executive director of the Oklahoma Conservation Commission.
And I think people need to understand and be educated, but they also need to know who to call. Mm. And so we have local conservation districts in every county. We have 84 conservation districts. So they can call them and they can put them either in touch with the state trapper or in touch with our people, or they can loan them out their own trap that they have on site there to work on the problem themselves.
But Lamb says there are also some people who want the hogs around.
Some people do want to hunt them. Some people want to take them and put them on their property and charge other people to come and kill them.
Some of these pigs are being transported across state lines, and that makes the problem worse.
Part of our biggest problem wasn't that hogs just suddenly started coming up the creeks from the south and moved. People put them on cattle trailers, horse trailers, transported them up here because they thought they would be fun to hunt.
There are laws around this. You do need a permit to transport hogs, and you're supposed to have a fence that's a certain height.
The rules are there. They're just hard to enforce because you see a cattle trailer behind a truck, a pickup, or a one-ton moving down the road. It's hard, especially at night, to see what it's got in it, whether it's got, you know, cattle, calves, wild hogs, or domesticated hogs.
Some years ago, some people tried to get more legislation passed, but this didn't go over well in the farmer rancher community.
Anything that affects private property rights raises a red flag.
Which brings us back to Dan Ripley. Though, as it's described to me, we're all in danger from these hogs. Farmers and ranchers are dealing with them on a day-to-day basis. They're the ones replanting 240 acres of corn. And Ripley has a pretty stark philosophy.
Any dead pig is a result. Any dead pig is a result.
For KWGS News, I'm Elizabeth Caldwell.